This is 2EC playing the South Coast Greatest Hits. It is Tuesday morning and it is time for my regular catch-up with the Bega Valley Shire Mayor, Russell Fitzpatrick. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning, Bertie. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for coming in. Now, we've got a lot to talk about this morning. What's on the agenda?
Oh, look, this week we've got a youth forum on later in the week on Friday at the Civic Centre and in Littleton Gardens. Look, it's a free event. It's part conference, part festival. There'll be up to 200 young people. I don't quite qualify, 12 to 24, so I'm a bit outside that age bracket.
Just a little.
The day includes just guided discussions on key issues raised by young people and gives them a voice. So it's facilitated by Headspace, Campbell Page, the University of Wollongong and the Innovation Hub. So it'll be little gardens and library full of activity and fun events. They'll have pizza available from Sapphire Coast Eats, and of course there'll be a coffee van and a hot food drink van, as well as some live music. So some great, if you haven't registered, go on the Bega Valley website and register under the Youth Forum.
Perfect, and congratulations, by the way. The volunteer week last week down at Littleton Gardens, and that was a great success as well. So big congratulations there. Now, what else is making news, Mayor?
This week we're back out in the community. This Saturday we'll be down at Marimula on Highlands Corner. At Marimula about 11 o'clock, so anyone who wants to catch up with councillors, talk everything from rates to rubbish to roads, please turn up and have discussions. Most councillors will be there as well as the senior staff.
I think that's fantastic that you are doing this, because earlier this morning I was talking about tomorrow we're doing an outside broadcast in Naruma, and the Yorubadala councillors are doing a councillor catch-up. So it's good to know that residents in the Bega Valley also have that opportunity to catch up with their councillors and chat with anything that might be on their mind.
Yeah, and I think, of course, we've got the rate rise to talk about with some people, so if you have views on that, come along and express your views, and quite happy to discuss that openly with you.
Too easy. So that's Marimula Highlands Corner. What day was that?
That's on this Saturday.
Saturday. Perfect. Now, what else is making news, Mayor?
Plenty of other things. A lot of roadworks going on. So finally, we've got a bit of dry weather, so we can start doing some roadworks. So please check if you're travelling, whether it's to or from work. I know at Sapphire Coast Drive, there's been big hold-ups there with the roadworks, and that has to be done that way. So just have a look around and make sure that you allow enough time to travel, because there will be hold-ups due to roadworks. You'll see around the airport as well, a lot of stuff happening around there. So please just take your time and have a look for those roadworks and be a bit patient for us.
Absolutely. Patience, please, because, yes, as we all know, the roads took a bit of a battering over recent months.
Yeah, and we've been waiting for it to dry out so we can start catching up. I think RMS on the highway as well has come up from Pembina today, and I know there's a lot of work going on just filling potholes and stuff like that at the present time on the highway as well. So there'll be a lot of work everywhere happening as we try and clean up those things.
And just talking about roads very quickly, I have been driving along the Princess Highway near Brogo, the bridge. I've noticed that there've been works there for some time. Can you give me an update about what's happening
there?
Yeah,
there's still works going on there. They're repairing where the truck jackknifed on that bridge, and it's still down to one lane, and probably will be for another couple of weeks yet. So allow time there. I was up at Cabago the other weekend, and it's an extra 15, 20 minutes on your drive. So please allow for those times going in those directions.
Beautiful. Well, Mayor, I really appreciate you coming into the studio, and you're doing this, been doing this every Tuesday for the last couple of weeks, and I'm really looking forward to our chat. So thank you very much. Is there anything else?
I'd just like to mention DAs. I know I get a lot of phone calls personally about DAs and DA times. Just be aware that, at the moment we've got 35% more DAs than we've had this time last year. So our staff are really working hard to get that. Please make sure if you're going to lodge a DA, you've had the pre-DA meeting with council and provide everything, so there's not backwards and forwards each time asking for more information, as much as you can to try and progress those DAs as quickly as possible. But council staff are working hard. We're well aware of the delays and hold-ups are there, and we're just trying to do it the best we can. We'd love some more planning staff in that area, but they're very hard to find at the present time.
Too easy. Well, Russell, thank you so much, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, Bertie. Thanks, mate.